AI News by Conjero.
Big headline to start. Snowflake signed a five-year, roughly $6 billion deal to run its AI workloads on AWS Graviton. And that's more than procurement noise. It tightens Snowflake's AWS tie, reshapes where Cortex AI needs to perform, and drags CPU versus GPU trade-offs back into serious consideration.
Right. That deal signals expectations about cost, latency, and scale. If Snowflake bets on Graviton, AWS wins deeper lock-in. Cortex now needs to prove it matches ARM performance. For rivals, it's a reminder that infrastructure economics can outweigh raw model accuracy.
Switching gears. Amazon's Bedrock Agent Core and Field Advisor aim to kill agent sprawl by treating orchestration as the OS for sales and field teams. Instead of dozens of siloed agents, you get coordinated workflows, provenance, and a single place to control behavior.
That's huge for enterprise sales groups running 20-plus specialized agents. Orchestration gives a standard interface, audit trails, and safer fallbacks, so reps don't have to stitch together brittle automations or own the trust problem themselves.
Related, Bedrock Data Automation is pushing financial document processing well past OCR. This is foundation model extraction, validation, analysis, and visual grounding wrapped in blueprint workflows, essentially templates for the messy reality of invoices, contracts, and statements.
Those blueprints can shrink manual review, but they demand strict validation and schema enforcement. Firms will like faster throughput. Regulators will ask for auditable decisions, and integration into downstream accounting and compliance systems will be the real lift.
And then there's Google's embarrassing but instructive failure. Search overviews started failing a basic reliability test, spelling Google wrong. That's not just a typo. It exposes how token-based transformers can misrepresent factual anchors and break user trust.
Exactly. Spelling slips are a symptom of deeper tokenization and decoding issues. When a search summary mangles brand names or entities, it undermines credibility and shows that metric scores alone won't catch every practical failure mode.
On the investment front, Cognition's new $1 billion round and $25 billion pre-money valuation say something blunt. Coding assistants are now an enterprise infrastructure bet, not a sandbox toy. The money reflects expectations that these tools will be embedded in CI/CD and developer workflows.
That doesn't mean smooth sailing. The hard parts are deployment safety, reproducible outputs, observability in production, and integrating assistance into existing developer controls. Those are operational problems, not just model tweaks.
The new IT Bench AA benchmark adds a damning data point. Every frontier model scored under 50% on SRE workflows. For agentic IT tasks, incident triage, change orchestration, runbook execution, the models still miss the enterprise reliability bar.
So vendors and buyers should bake in guardrails, human-in-the-loop checkpoints, fail-safe rollbacks, loggable decisions, and SRE playbooks that assume model fallibility. Planning for failure is the operating requirement, not an optional extra.
Put another way, that Snowflake Graviton bet and Cognition's valuation both highlight a market pivot toward infrastructure commitments. Money and procurement are being spent on systems that promise scale and operational predictability, not just benchmark wins.
And AWS's Bedrock moves are complementary. Agent Core and data automation offer building blocks, but enterprises will win or lose on integration, connecting orchestration to SRE, compliance, and sales processes so those blocks actually deliver value.
One technical ripple worth watching is the CPU versus GPU trade-off. Graviton shows ARM CPUs can be cost-effective for many inference workloads, which will nudge model authors to optimize for different latency, precision, and batching profiles.
Meanwhile, Google's spelling glitch underlines that tokenization and decoding choices affect real-world outputs. Benchmarks need to capture those edge reliability cases because user trust evaporates faster than average accuracy scores rise.
Synthesis. We've moved into a systems first phase. Procurement deals, orchestration platforms, valuation bets, and new benchmarks are converging. The business question now is less which model and more which combination of models, tooling, and ops guarantees predictable, auditable outcomes.
That's the shape of enterprise AI this quarter. Infrastructure, orchestration, and reliability over model novelty. Catch us next time for the updates that follow these threads.
AI News by Conjero.